With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
This is Second Date Update on the Wake Up Call, and Ty is on with us this morning. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So Ty and Amy met on Hinge, immediately hit it off, decided to meet for dinner. Ty, you were telling us off the air that you guys didn't like the first restaurant you chose, so decided to go somewhere else. And then when you got to the second restaurant, what happened then?
The second restaurant, we had a great time. And that was over a week ago now, and I haven't heard from Amy at all. Not even, like, a thank you for dinner text or...
And you've reached out to her?
Yeah.
So did something happen while you were on the date? Maybe a conversation or...
That's what I can't wrap my head around. I don't know. Everything seemed fine. I don't know. Like, I have no idea.
All right, Ty, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get Amy on the phone. You'll be able to hear the conversation, okay? So hang on, all right?
Okay.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, it's Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call Second Date Update. The reason we're calling is because we found out that you had a first date recently with Ty. Ty came to us and, you know, he was bummed that he hasn't heard from you since the date. So he was wondering if we could help him out, maybe find out the reason why you haven't hit him back.
Yeah, he's a lunatic.
Wow. Ty's
okay.
A lunatic?
Okay.
So we got kicked out of the restaurant that we originally met at because Ty wasn't wearing a mask, and the hostess said that everyone that enters has to wear a mask, until at least receives it at the table. He didn't want to wear a mask. The hostess even, like, offered him a mask, and he refused to wear it. So
Amy, I know this might come as a shock, but that small detail was omitted when we talked to Ty. He didn't mention that you had gotten kicked out. He just said that you went from one restaurant and then decided you didn't like that and then went to another one.
Get Ty back on the phone.
Hey, Ty, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I cannot believe this is the reason you won't go out with me again or even respond.
Really?
You agreed
really?
With me. I said math is stupid, and you agreed with me.
Ty, you got kicked out of a restaurant.
I did not agree with him. I said, yeah, masks are stupid, but I did not agree about, like, not wearing it in the restaurant or refusing to wear it in the restaurant.
Well, listen, like, I'm an American. You, as far as I know, you're an American.
Oh, boy.
I have
here
the
we
right
go.
To not wear a mask.
You don't have a right.
Wow.
Masks have nothing to do with your rights, Ty.
Okay.
You don't have a breathing problem.
Let's,
oh, my God.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. Okay?
Oh, good luck, Rain.
All right. Let's say the mask situation didn't happen. Would this be a situation that you would go out with him again?
Maybe, sure, yeah. It's just a distracted the mask thing. It's so crazy to me. I can't overlook it. I just can't even.
Anytime you get kicked out of somewhere, there's a 99% to 100% guarantee that it's not going to work out after that.
Right. It's not so much. I mean, I personally think that the fact that you are so resistant to wearing a mask is crazy.
He's an American?
Right, I forgot. It's not so much that you're an American, it's that you have these extreme reactions to somebody just asking you to do the most simplest of things. Like, it is not your restaurant, it's their restaurant. And if they have a rule because they've listened to science and you haven't, and they say, please put a mask on, I'm sure that they would have offered you one even if you were like, I don't have one. Like, you just put it on. It's literally nothing. It's 2 seconds of work.
This is a free country. Everyone, you know, and I have a right to not wear a mask. And restaurants don't need to be these fascist organizations. Like, it's truly the media is promoting these fascist.
It's not like it's restaurant, Ty.
Ty, can I ask you something? Let's say you went into a restaurant and then you decided, because America, to stand on a chair and just scream the F word over and over and over. And they told you, hey, if you're going to keep doing that, you can't stay here. Would you have the same reaction because of your freedoms?
No, because that's crazy. That to me is crazy.
That is crazy.
There, like, uh-huh. I'm not trying to make a scene. If you're forcing me to do something that's unhealthy. Listen, there's nothing, like, if you're someone's telling me to put a mask on, it affects my health. And I have a right as an American to not do that to myself.
So, Ty, now you know the reason why you're not getting a second date with Amy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I know. I don't believe most of the things you said, but thank you for this. At least now I know the answer to this.
No, thank you. Thank you, Ty. Second date update on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.